Hey guys, it's Super Secret Saturday. Wow, that was kind of hard to say and kind of made a lot of S noises. Sorry. And that's another S noise. Anyway, last week I was blathering on about the asteroid and of course it missed. And in recent history we've talked about, you know, Planet X. And it made me think it is so unclear because there is something behind all of this that creates the murkiness. What makes what should be clear unclear? And that is why you stop in Indy's place. And so I'm going to drop on you a super secret on Super Secret Saturday. So are you ready? Have you all heard of the concept of Nibiru? Nibiru is the conspiracy kind of theory that in sometime in the 21st century, there will be a cataclysmic event caused by a strange outer planet. And if memory serves me, this was all supposed to happen in 2003, and of course it didn't. But it seems to be the source of all the controversy, and so that is what Nibiru is. If you hear that, Planet Nibiru, Nibiru conspiracy, that's where that comes from. But wait, there's more. It's kind of like a Billy Banks, like, you know, OxyClean commercial. But wait, there's more. Planet X. So where does that all work in? We've heard about that from this guy Mead that wrote the book. And all this other stuff. And that's supposed to cause the end of the world, which is still apparently upon us somewhere. Planet X is, again, this monstrous planet that is supposed to be interacting with us. And NASA has debunked Planet X. So there we go. Now you understand Nibiru. Now you understand Planet X. All right? Now there are some couple of little things that are out there. There's Sedna. Now, remember Pluto, which was too small to really be a planet? So as of 1992, it wasn't a planet? Yeah, legit. So they still vacillate on that. Sedna is a small body that is out there quite a distance from Neptune. Way the heck out there, the furthest we can find. And there is this little thing called Sedna. It's kind of a planet thingy. And there's also something else out there that's almost as big as Pluto. Actually, bigger than Pluto, called, I think it's Aries. And these are all out there in this thing called the Kuiper Belt. Have I confused you yet? That's everything outside Neptune, which is a bunch of these little planetoid thingies. And so there are some things that exist, but Planet X, NASA will say no, and of course this Nibiru conspiracy, no. But here is where it gets interesting. If somebody says Planet 9, oh, they are so in the know. They are so got it going on. Because Planet 9, they are still looking for. Planet 9 is a planet that's 2 to 4 times the size of Earth, is rocky. It's a super Earth and weighs 10 times more than Earth. And they feel it's out there because everything out in the Kuiper Belt, all these planets that are out there, are tipped on a different axis. And they kind of bow down, or I don't know, but they're off the trajectory of all the planets that circle the sun. And they've got all these weird things going on, but the one thing that makes it all work is that there is something big, dark, and it's out there. And they are still looking for it. And in all the supercomputer models, it's the only thing that explains all these weird anomalies that go on in the and the positioning of all these outer planets. So yeah, there very well could be a Planet 9. They believe there is, and they are still looking for it. And NASA will tell you so. Interesting. You know what? I love this stuff. It's unbelievable. That's what makes it great. And now you know more than most people about all this stuff because you stopped into Indy's place. Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.